Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, good morning. We're Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Remember when you were a kid and you envisioned what it would be like to be older?
Yep.
So they asked some little kids what it would be like to be 40. Rita, she's 9 years old. She says, when I'm 40, I'll have wrinkles and gray hair, and I will have a walking stick to help me walk.
The wrinkles and gray hair check out.
Yes. When I am 40, I'm just getting old. I just left work because I cannot manage going up and down hills. I know I'll die soon.
Wow.
That's from Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Man.
Here's another one. Your legs begin to ache. You feel like you'll collapse when you're 42. That's Patrick.
Actually.
You know what's
Patrick
funny?
Patrick gave us 2 extra years.
Yeah. When I turned 41, I instantaneously needed reading glasses.
Yeah.
It was like out of nowhere.
Yeah, things happened in your 40s. This is true.
That 40, is true.
I went from needing glasses just when I read to you should probably wear them all the time. Like right at 42, my eyes just went, nope, we're done.
If you happen to have children near you, ask them, what is it going to be like when they turn 40? We'd love to know. This could be fun. Yeah, exactly. We want to see if it lines up or not.
I remember thinking 25 was old.
Yeah, that's true.
25 was when it was all going to end. I was going to cut off my long hair and just settle in.
Settle in. So just a heads up, if you're in your 30s, it's coming.
Oh, man. We're full of joy.
Yeah, right. This is really interesting. You know, maybe you think about all the big moments that happen in life. Well, listen to this.
I saw this and thought it was so powerful. It's from, do you want to say her name, Kink? You like the name.
Sarah Ban Breathmock.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but I love that name. We think that it's the big moments that define our lives. The wedding, the baby, the new house, the dream job. But really, these big moments of happiness are just the punctuation marks. The narrative is written every day in the small and simple.
You know, and how do you make sure you do that? Because I think that you're constantly looking forward to something big.
Hmm.
How do you experience the right now? I heard somebody say something pretty powerful. It was kind of scientific in a way. It was just talking about how you are actually never, ever in the future.
I
had never thought of that.
I hadn't either. You're always right in the present, right now.
Wow.
So quit trying to think that way. Why am I trying to get somewhere? I think we're not content with where we are.
That's true.
Part of that's a good thing. Part of it's a bad thing. You know.
That's got to be the bottom line.
Yeah.
That we're not content.
Right.
We're always looking for something new, something around the corner.
You can't ever be in the future. All you have is where you are.
Good reminder.
Pretty powerful statement about the big moments in life. Listen to this.
Yeah, we think that it's the big moments that define our lives, but it's the small and simple things.
Yeah.
And the everyday.
So we're just talking about being in the present and how you're never actually in the future. All you have is right now, which is interesting. It makes me think about so many different things. One of them is this. You're always sort of like planning for the future, which is nothing wrong with planning about it. But it hit me. Well, what am I doing right now? What am I doing today?
Ooh. Yes.
A little conviction kicks in, doesn't
it? Right.
You know.
Totally.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Brittany is with us. What do you think about all this?
While I was listening to you, I was reminded something that God had shown me. Society tells us to run around and be busy and do all the things and accomplish all the great things in life. Tell us to rest. And that is what my main focus is this year, is just to focus on resting.
Be still and know that I am God, which isn't easy.
No, not at all. Not when everybody's telling you to be busy.
Yeah. He says his burden is light, mm-hmm. and he wants you to rest, all you who are weary.
Mm, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how's the resting going? Is it a challenge?
It is a challenge. I actually work a part-time job and run a nonprofit. So we have more of like the less chaotic moments of, okay, this is family time. Nobody is going to be taking calls. Nobody is going to be running around. This is just being at home with our family. So making that time that's set aside is so important. And that is really a learning process. But it mm-hmm. is going a lot better now that I've been practicing it more. And I'm grateful that God calls us to do that, because we obviously need that.
Yep.
Our bodies need it. Our minds need it. So it's a learning curve, but it's been a really big blessing to me. And also, I hear God more now that I do that, because I'm not listening to everybody else.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that you've discovered something that just everyday people, we have a hard time with. It's that just be in the present and rest.
When you have 5 billion people telling you to do one thing and only one God telling you to do the opposite, it's kind of hard to do the opposite. That pressure.
Well, there's that many people telling me? No wonder. If you happen to be married, have you been able to successfully change your spouse or get your spouse to do something that you want to do?
Yeah. We are a house divided right now.
Uh-oh, Misty.
I know. Pray for my husband.
Oh,
I mean, nothing's wrong with him. He just will not leave his Android phone for an iPhone.
Oh, you're trying to get him on an iPhone.
Yes, he is dead set against it. Here is the issue that I run into, because my family has droids too, and there is some weird thing. I don't know if you've ever encountered it, where messages don't always go through properly. You have trouble sending pics and video clips, and that's like, I mean, that's my love language. Those are the things I send. And so they're always stalling, or they don't make it, or it takes like 20 minutes to finally go to his phone. And I'm like, just get an iPhone. And he will not do it. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Well, I wonder if this goes the other way. Are there any Android owners wishing that their family members would become Androids?
Yeah, that would be the conversation he would be having with you right now. Like, she won't leave her iPhone. What's wrong with her?
So he refuses. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yep.
And you're not going to go to the other side?
Absolutely not. He hates everything about every Apple product. He is anti-Apple, and I'm an Apple girl. I always have been. So, yeah.
You know, Misty, I think this is one of those rare times I'm going to say there is no hope your Apple.
Well, now, Sally, you got your husband onto an iPhone.
I did, but it took the kids. I had to throw the kids in the mix and say, but only the children have iPhones, and you don't want to be the odd man out. That finally got him to come to the other side. But aside from the kids, he wasn't going to do it for me, Misty. I'm sorry.
Well, Misty, you don't have any children.
No, and I can't really say, well, you know, our dogs use iPhones. Why don't you?
I was just going to say.
Well, maybe they do.
You bring the cats in.
If you want to hear a full recap of today's show, check out our podcast at myflr.org.
So Misty's trying to get her husband on the iPhone.
Yep.
He's an Android guy.
He has said, no way.
Ain't going to happen.
Nope.
So maybe you've tried to do this. Can we call it a technology conversion?
Irreconcilable technology.
Yeah, exactly. Nola is with us. Good morning. Hello. Talk to us about your situation.
So we have the conversation about the Apple versus Android on a regular basis in my household, because my stepson and nearly everyone my husband knows has an Apple.
Okay.
He was talking about going to it, and I had one before, and I said, absolutely not will I go to, and you will not be happy either, because it will be telling you what to do all the time, and you will have to maintain or bow to the commands of the Apple, whereas the Android just automatically updates for you, etc. And he fought that fight. Yes, some things are a little bit slower in getting there, but you know, in today's world, sometimes we move too fast anyway, and I feel like things will get to me eventually if they're important, or someone will just pick up the phone and call me if text, pictures, whatever, were that important. So I'm with your husband on that one. So
Misty, you just need to slow down a little bit, relax, and the picture will eventually get there.
Yes, because I feel like people are too addicted to their phones in the first place.
Well, that is,
That's a whole new issue to tackle.
Oh, yeah. I said to my husband the other day, you're sitting in your big overstuffed chair in front of the television, watching television, but you're not watching television. You're watching your phone. What is up with that?
Okay, well, I feel personally attacked right now, just so you know.
I love you. I really do.
We have the opportunity to help somebody out, maybe an unsung hero, possibly somebody in need. Love to hear about that person at 888-888-9976. Jim is with us. Who are we talking about now?
Well, it's this one girl I know since I've been up here. She's always helped me, like, been there for me and everybody else. It's not easy paying somebody back, you know, just giving her back what she gave me. She gave me money, and sometimes I don't have it to give her back. So just something else, something bigger than money that could possibly make it be like, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, from, like, my spirit.
So she helps others out, including yourself, and you're saying, yeah, you could pay her back what she helped out with, but you'd like to do something more, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what she likes, enjoys?
I know she likes flowers.
Flowers.
She enjoys peace, too. She enjoys, that's something she likes. She loves time to herself because she's doing a lot for people, like I said.
Some peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Peace and flowers. How do you give somebody peace? That sounds lovely. Wish I could get some.
Share Jesus.
Yeah. There you go. Maybe we could send her to Christian concert?
Yeah, I think she'll like that. Yeah. Matter of fact, she's just now starting to get into church, too. Like, she just went yesterday,
awesome.
So. Oh. Well, that would be cool. Send her to a Christian show. Maybe 2 tickets to a Christian concert and some flowers.
Uh-huh. You know what? That'll do it.
Now, is she married?
No.
Are you married?
Me? No, I'm married. I don't even have a girlfriend.
I was going to say, hey, flowers in a Christian concert. All right. Maybe you can help out in some way in this area. A lot of people are moved to, well, maybe give a little extra towards this, you know, just to help the whole situation. Or maybe you know of an unsung hero, somebody that is in need that we could help out. Tell us about that person. Call right now, 888-888-9976. I don't know, guys. I could see a date coming up here.
All right.
Family Life Radio, it's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends, and it's time for that good news of the day.
It's good news. Ain't it good for your soul? Some good news. Oh.
Hey, we got to hear, what is your good news? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Sheena is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I have some amazing news. I have had some of the hardest, deepest, dark times in the past 6 months. My mom and I got COVID in December, and her and I almost died.
Oh, wow.
In January, we found out my dad was in stage 4 cancer, and it was non-operable. In February, we had a death. And I was just done. I was not to be a Christian anymore. I was like, it shouldn't be this hard as I'm singing and praising my life to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, I picked up my dad from his chemo appointment. And he had not one, not two, but 3 tumors. But when we were driving away, my dad grabbed my hand. And he told me that the tumors, one in the liver is almost non-existent. The one in his esophagus is gone down massively in size, so he'll be able to eat. And the one in his liver has gone down from 14 mm to 5
mm. Wow.
My goodness, praise God.
That's a big reduction. Man.
I do know through all of this, the Lord has a plan, and he has my daddy in his hands. So if that's the one thing of hope that I needed to know that God is listening and he is working in our lives, I needed that. You have no idea how much I needed that lately. I have to get my strength from him because I have no idea how else I keep going. He's up to something. And just to stay, keep the faith.
That's cool. Wow, I love
that. Beautiful.
He is. He's up to something all the time.
Yes. Yes, he is.
It almost sounds mischievous, but it's not. He's up to good stuff. No. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you,
thanks
guys.
For including
have
us.
Have a wonderful morning.
You too. God bless. So, Rich is with us. What's on your mind?
Well, did you take a poll or anything on the good news tune? You know how you changed it?
Oh, this is interesting. Because we just switched it up. Are you saying you don't like it?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yes, I like the old one.
We should do that. Maybe we need to poll our listeners as to what they think.
And then just take a poll on it, I guess, and see what people think. Maybe if everybody likes it, I mean, whatever, I'll just go with it. I really don't have a choice, but I just wanted to put my opinion there.
What you're saying is you can't control what we're doing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, I can just put my opinion in there.
You know what I love is that you are such a listener and such a fan that this is affecting you.
I know.
It is.
I'm like amazed.
Yes, I... Yeah. Well, it does. I guess maybe I just don't like change. I don't.
That is probably true. Most of us don't.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, well, maybe we should do that.
This is the first.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, okay. So this is the, I'm going to play it here. This is the new good news of the day intro. All right. Here we go.
It's good news. Ain't it good for your soul? Some good news. Oh.
Okay. And the other one was the Mandisa intro. Where
very
she's singing
old song.
Good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Misty thought we should switch it out.
I was about to say, I like it. I may be a bit partial because, you know, I made it, but.
Misty produced it. All right. So if you want to criticize Misty, call
feel
right
free.
Now.
Why not?
Call right now. Yeah. This will be fun.
She won't take it personally. Yes, she will. 888-888-9976. Should we use the new good news intro or the old one? Just keep it. What do you think?
Make old things new.
Let us know. So we have this new good news of the day intro, and people I thought would love this, and I'm shocked that some of them don't like it at all. What's going on here? All right, so this is the intro. Here we go. All right.
Good news. Ain't it good for your soul? Some good news.
All right, so that's the new good news of the day intro. It used to be Mandisa's.
Thank you, Sally.
I wish I had that clip of it. What's that about, Sally? I didn't.
Oh, I said I love it.
Yeah.
So we have one vote.
I like it too. I like it. I didn't dislike the other one as well. 888-888-9976. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Tracy. I'm calling from Espanola, New Mexico.
All right. The new good news of the day intro, yay or nay?
Nay. I'm so glad that guy called.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh, bring Mandisa back.
Okay. All right, one for Mandisa. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, God bless you guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Family Life Radio, who's this?
This is Gia from Albuquerque.
Good news intro, yay or nay?
I had to chime in and call because when you always start that, I started singing, good, you know, I started doing the jingle and I stopped and I was like, wait a minute. Wait, that's not the same jingle. I like it. I think I like it. I'm just very used to the other one, like the caller just said.
Okay, you know? So you're kind of like in the middle then.
Awesome.
New things are good, like though.
Takes a while to get used to. Yeah.
Yes.
You can tell that Misty is politicking
change
for the new one.
Can be good.
Yes.
You'll be singing the new one in no time.
She's on her way, Misty.
Tomorrow.
She's on her way.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you. Appreciate
All right, well, good morning, you guys. God bless.
You too.
Thank you. God bless you too. All right, so we've had three other people call in before that. So that was kind of like in the middle there. So we got, I'm sorry, Misty. What was the score, Sally?
4-0.
Four.
Gia is in the middle.
In the middle. All right.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I don't know. Are we going to keep it? What are we going to do here? I don't know what's going to happen.
You helped me choose it, just so you know.
Oh, I don't have a problem with it. But I don't pay the bills. Our listeners
do. Well, you know, I will, I will let 2010 called and want their good news back. That's fine.
Oh, man. Misty redid our good news of the day intro, and I wish I had the original to play back. I need to find it. But this is what she redid. This is the new good news of the day intro. Here it comes right now.
Good news.
So, we've had some feedback. Unfortunately, most of it's not been good, Misty. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's a hard knock life. It's fine.
Yeah. And we've got more of it.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh,
no. Family Life Radio, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the jingle.
Yeah.
I know what you're
going
to say.
And?
Misty, I love you. But, you know, in life, you have to take critique, right?
Yeah.
Got to learn how to roll with those punches.
Hey. That's fine.
I have to agree with the first caller.
You want the old one back?
I do. There's a tone in that new one that just kind of hits me like a cat scratch.
A tone?
Oh. A tone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's in one of, it just kind of hits me wrong.
I understand negative tones. Trust me.
Yeah,
I get it.
Oh, this is good.
This is awesome. Wow, I love that. That's so funny.
Wow. Okay, we didn't get your name.
My name is Terry, and I'm from Michigan.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate your opinion.
All right. Hang in there, Misty.
Family Life Radio.
Keep the new jingle.
Oh, you like the new one.
I love it. Change is great. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Okay.
I love it. I had nothing wrong with the other one, but I like the new one. Misty, you hit it out of the park with that one.
Man, you have Misty. Just redeemed the day for me. I'm not going to lie. That song, You Have a Friend in Me, is playing in my head. Aw, we're buddies. Thank you.
No problem.
I was feeling very alone in my Red Rover line.
You're not alone. You're not alone. You got a friend in Michigan.
Yay. Yeah. Misty was about to drive off the beach into the sea of depression.
Oh, no, no, no.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. I'm in my truck all day long. I do sales, so you're on the radio all day, and you brighten up every morning. So.
Oh, thank you for the one. Appreciate it.
And that's such good news.
Exactly. That is great news.
Family Life Radio. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends, and it's time for the Joy Report.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
Hey, we want to hear your Joy Report. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Good morning. What's going on?
My husband and our oldest son reconciled their relationship for many, many years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm still in awe that God is a God of restoration. It is amazing. It is just pure joy.
That's awesome.
How it all came together.
Well, first of all, let's talk about, what happened?
There's so much alike that through the years, it's just been a battle. And with a lot of prayer, our oldest son came up to his dad and said, I'm sorry for how I treated you. And his dad replied, Nathan, I've always loved you. I never stopped loving you.
Mm-hmm.
That was the words of our Father God to him and through his dad. And I knew it was a heartfelt, you know, those words were just powerful. The word love. Love always makes a way.
Amen. Well, hey, that's worthy of a joy report. Mercy Me is traveling around the country. Pleased and happy to have Nathan Cochran with us. He is he's the band member with the best hair.
You could say most.
The most hair, too.
These days, yeah. Because it's true.
Bass player with Mercy Me. Thanks for joining the show.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You guys are out on tour, and you're going to be heading to some Family Life Radio listening areas. Going to be in March 15th in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, and then March 16th in Glendale, Arizona. So, latest single and album, Always Only Jesus. Tell us all about it.
when it came time to finish out the record, Always Only Jesus, we had this song, which became Always Only Jesus, that we knew was kind of a linchpin for the rest of the record. Actually started with Sam, Bart's oldest son, and some of his friends. It was kind of a throwaway piece of a song that they hadn't finished. And so we were like, hey, what are you guys going to do with that?
You know, isn't that a parent? You have to go around and finish the stuff that, right. that your kids start.
Yes. Hey, you gonna finish eating that?
That's half an Uncrustable. Give it here.
It's true.
My kids had an uncle who had finished their cereal.
What?
Oh.
Oh. Man.
No.
I'm like, please don't.
No. That's a bit much.
We do draw the line at soggy food and soggy songs. No soggy songs.
Soggy songs. So Mercy Me traveling across the country, but you're going to be in two of our Family Life Radio listening areas.
Us and Newsboys, which is amazing. In all the years we've done stuff, we have never toured with the Newsboys before. So this is going to be awesome. Wow.
Oh. That's cool.
That is a big lineup.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is amazing because we're friends with those guys, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I want to know if Duncan's going to let you ride his spinning drums.
Oh, yeah.
He will, whether he wants to or not, is how it's going to go. We're going to get Bart up there to do it. And
that'll be
special. Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.